right, we've got the mic on, and we are here on a bright and brisk Wednesday morning at the 2017 MAX, put on by the fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association. And I'm here with Dee Dee Myers from DDJ Myers. How are you, Dee Dee? It's early. Yeah, there's a lot of Dee's there.
I'm fine. Thanks. Good to be here.
Good, good. Thank you so much for being here bright and early this morning. You got your coffee, got your laptop. You are ready to go.
Ready.
Yeah. First of all, I mean, how's the conference going for you guys? I mean, you guys have been walking back and forth here, presenting and talking and networking. How's it going?
The conference is going great, Mike. Really appreciate it. Is that... first of all, we're a partner with the association, long-time partnership, so that's great. And then we just love the Northwest. The people are open, genuine, and warm. Warm. Yes. Glad to be here. Yeah.
It's cold outside, but the people are warm, so
there you go.
That's a good combo. I like
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about what the main topic, the main subject of the morning here, RTCM model. For those out there who may be kind of in the dark on this, what is it, and why did you guys decide to go this route?
Sure, thanks. The board TCM models,
TCM.
Yeah, stands for Transformative Change Model.
Okay.
Right, so our industry likes acronyms, so that's what we came up with, Transformative Change Model, TCM. And the reason why we put this together is boards are in this place, wonderful place where they can start developing more, add more value to the organization. Some board members, 35 to 45%, are rolling off in the next 3 to 5 years.
Oh,
so
that's a big number.
Yeah, you got a high number of CEOs transitioning as well, a lot of mergers going on. So the role of the board is really a focus of the organization and some of the work that we do. Mm-hmm. So that's why we started it.
Okay, very cool. And so why did you guys decide to do this research and what came out of it?
Yeah, well, we wanted to be very methodical and purposeful in the work that we're doing because how the board governs, how it leads is impacts the whole organization, impacts the community, impacts the industry. So we did a lot of academic research. One of my associates that I went to grad school with, she just did her dissertation on governance. We just did a lot of academic research. And then we did action research. Action research is when we're in the board room and we're actually working with boards and we're doing interviews and we're doing data collecting and observing. So we had the quantitative, we had the qualitative, we had that academic research. We did assessments, we did surveys. So we gathered all this information first.
Okay. So what are the benefits of this information? How does a board take advantage of it? How does a credit union take advantage of it to excel what we all want to do?
Well, first of all, as their consultant, their board consultant, I have to be mindful that I'm not going to deluge them with all this data. I need to be able to cut through it and see what is really important to this board and give them a place to start with. So one of the things we do is say, here's who you are now. Here's how you say you think. Here's how you say you deliberate. Here's how you connect with each other. Here's all your skills. Here's your competencies. Here the earliest date you think you might ever want to roll off the board. Here's your successes. Here's what you say are your learnings, what you need to learn, where the gaps are. So we start with that, and that's day one of an agenda.
Okay.
We usually meet with them about 3 times over a year, 18 months. So it's not a come in, one and done it kind of thing. So that's about the first part of the morning. And it's a process where sharing this information is important, but also the dialogue of the board members around the information is the sweet spot. What are they saying about it? Are they accepting what they say about themselves? Mm-hmm. So that's the first step.
Okay. So what are some of the hurdles that you're finding in this research or even discussing boards? Because, I mean, like you said, what was it, 45%? There's going to be like a turnover?
Absolutely.
That's a big
in the next
number.
3 to 5 years. Yeah. So one of the hurdles in presenting the data or the information to the board is there's some that'll go, oh, that's not us. I really didn't mean to answer that way, or it's all in context. So there's some justification.
Okay.
But you know, the neat thing is, it is what it is.
Right.
And we're starting.
Yeah.
We're starting. So that's what we do. So that's first part of the day. And then in the afternoon, we start to dream like, okay, if your board wasn't here on Monday, let's say it's Friday and there's no board on Monday and there's no committees, what would the organization miss? Hmm. And you know what? That's a hard question to answer for most boards. When they come up and they look at each other, they go, nothing, because all our policies are updated, all our procedures are in place. We would not be missed. I go, okay, so let's talk about how you might be missed. How do you want to be
interesting
missed?
Response, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sobering.
Whoa.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So when they acknowledge that, then that's what we call an opening. So they, not a lot. Mm-hmm. So then we go, okay, let's say it's a year out or 2 years out, we pick a date. What do you want missed? How do you want to add value? And what we're seeing now, especially with some boards being more compensated and then others wanting to add more value, is we start getting into change, game changer competencies. So what's a game changer competency? Yeah. And we want to move the board members above and beyond thinking, well, I've got compliance, or she has accounting, or he has marketing, or she has IT. Those are standard. Let's just say, come in with those. Yeah. But what we want are really, what are the game changer competencies? Mm-hmm. And that's a hard conversation to have. So we need to spend some time on that. We need to align it with their strategic planning. So the organizations that we also do their strategic planning with, it's easier to get into that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll review what they're doing and help them figure that mm-hmm. out. But if we get them zeroed on, what are game changer competencies, mm-hmm. then that's a great conversation.
Do you have an example of a game changer competency?
Absolutely, yeah. So, So here's backing up a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes we get into this work because the CEO goes, I love my board and my shoulders are tired. I feel like I'm carrying a lot of the credit union. I need more partnership. Mm-hmm. And he or she wants more from the board.
Right.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that they're asking for is help me figure out strategic growth strategies. Mm-hmm. Go out and network with boards of other credit mm-hmm. unions. Get involved more in the community. You know, so what some of my clients are looking at is game changer competencies, M&A.
M&A.
Merger and acquisition.
Ah, okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Merger and acquisition.
Light bulb goes on.
There you go. Absolutely. Because it doesn't mean that they're going to merge or be acquired, but it's great to know what that all means so they have choice. They make a more informed choice.
Okay.
Right. Another game changer competency is networking with politicians, networking with regulators. So when maybe you want to change your charter or you want to do something big that's different, you know, or move from state to federal, federal to state, your examiners are with you, you know, and they understand what you're doing, so building relationships.
Very cool. Oh my gosh, Dee Dee. Every time I talk to you, my goodness, I get like, it's like going to grad school. Like, it's such an education. So what are the results of all this? How can we wrap this up in a nice bow here? What are the results from this research and this action?
The results are outstanding, but often what I hear from clients is like, Dee Dee, this is painful. Just tell us what to do. We'll do what you say. And I go, no, I promise you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll guide you, but you have to come up with your own results. So I work it with them. We workshop, so I'm working myself out of a job. But what we hear is, I love getting the emails, and I think you did interview Joe Marachi about a year ago, and he had smiles all over his face. He goes, our committee structure is more sound. We dropped non-performing committees that we never used in the last 3 years, and we have maybe four meaningful committees. We have critical, engaged board members doing the work. Our meetings are more future-focused than historical-focused. Our agenda has changed. We're adding more value, and we're having fun, and we're all smiling. We love the buzz in the boardroom.
That's what it's all about.
That's probably a book, right? A buzz in the
buzz in the boardroom. There you go. Write it down.
Okay.
Trademark it something.
All right.
Peter, trade that. Write that down. All right, Dee Dee, anything else to add to wrap this up?
I bet.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, thank you so much again. Appreciate the time as always.
Pleasure.
Well done. Oh my gosh.
You.
Again, where's my MBA diploma? Can
I'll
you sign that
you.
For me? Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.